Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach. Today is Saturday, the 23rd of March, 2024, on the Hebrew, on the Roman Gregorian calendar, as per Daniel 7:25, and on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Lord's calendar, as per Genesis 1, Exodus 12:1-2, Leviticus 23, Esther 9, and various other holy scriptures like Isaiah 66. Today is the 13th day of Adar Bet or Adar 2. We are in a leap year, which in the Hebrew language is known as Shana Meuberet, meaning the pregnant year. And we are also in the pregnant month of this pregnant year. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Sister Perpetua Mirembe Orshulamit George of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. This audio is going to focus on Leviticus chapter 1 to chapter 5. Remember, today's Shabbat Vayikra. This entire week we have been reading Leviticus chapter 1 to chapter 5, though I did not talk much about it. My main focus was on the book of Esther, because we are in the week that leads up to the celebration of Purim. So today is Adar 13, as I've already said, and at sunset, Adar 14 is going to begin, which marks the beginning of the Purim celebrations. Purim is not in this day and age, it's not a Sabbath. It's not a Sabbath that, you know, basically we honor as a Sabbath, but interestingly, in the Holy Scriptures, it is marked as a day of rest, and the word rest in the Hebrew language is Sabbath. So I personally believe that Purim is supposed to be a Sabbath, but I think because of the way the world complains so much about Israelites having so many holidays in the year, they are constantly taking time off work in order to be able to honor the way, the days of the Lord, the set apart days of the Lord. That is why Purim is not necessarily a Sabbath. Otherwise, it is supposed to be a Sabbath, because it was decreed in the book of Esther, chapter 9, as a day of rest from the fighting. It's a day of peace as well. It's a day of great joy because of victory over Haman and every other person that was working hand in hand with Haman, or supporting his evil decrees and evil ways and idolatry and the lies about the Israelites and the anti-Semitism that he was emitting and spreading, starting with Mordecai. So Purim is a very special day on the Hebrew calendar, and I encourage everyone in the body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, to observe Purim. Hallelujah. Purim. Observe Purim. It's extremely important that we honor this day, because there is going to be a greater Purim in the future. Every one of these days is a foreshadow of things to come. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. Hallelujah. And when we read Genesis chapter 1, 14 to 19, we see that the Lord placed the sun, the moon, and the stars in the sky for signs, seasons, and wonders. For his seasons means the moedim, the appointed times that are recorded in Leviticus 23, Esther chapter 9, and also in the Gospels, the one about the Feast of Dedication. I keep forgetting which chapter it's in. I'm sorry. So it's for the appointed times on his calendar. Hallelujah. It's not talking about the four seasons of the four climatic seasons of the year, or the, you know, the ones we, you know, the ones that are in the tropical regions, which are just two, you know, the ones in the tropical regions are just the sunny. Is it the, I've forgotten now, the one about the dry and the wet. And then you've got the ones in the west mostly, and other parts of the world where you've got winter, summer, you've got, and in between you've got spring and you've got autumn or the fall. So no, that's not what the Bible is talking about in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 to 19. Genesis 1 14 to 19 is talking about Leviticus 23, because and also Exodus 12 1 to 2. You know, Exodus 12 1 to 2 lets us know the beginning of the festivals, when we actually supposed to observe the festivals, the calendar that marks the beginning all the appointed times, which in this day and age we call the festivals, but they are actually appointments with the Lord. They are special appointments with the Lord, and one of them is also the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a special appointment with the Lord, and the moon is the main signal as to when these days begin. The shape of the moon tends to tell us what is going on God's calendar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's continue by singing a song. Hallelujah. That is related to this this Torah portion or Torah parasha. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and hears me when I call. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time begun. My life was in his hand. He knows my name. I'm so glad I can say he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and hears me when I call. He knows my name. He knows my name. I'm so glad I can say he knows my every thought. He sees all the tears that fall, and hears me when I call. I have a Father. He knows my name before even time began. My life was in his hands. I have a father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my name. I'm so glad I can say he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He knows my name. He knows my name. I'm so glad I can say he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. I have a Father, Yahweh. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my name. I'm so glad I can say he knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call. He hears me when I call. He hears me when I call. Hallelujah. Abba Yahweh, we give you praise and glory and honor. Lambori ambakaile boshanda. We thank you because you have called us by your name. We are yours. Manda yambori abakaile boshanda. Rikosi embori abashanda rababosa. Father, lembori abakaya, we have sinned against you in our words, in our thoughts, in our deeds. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Mbaye mbokombo shambayete. Have mercy upon us according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out all our transgressions with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Blessed be your holy name, Abba Yahweh. Rimbo yombori ambaya la mbokori abashanda. In the mighty name of Yahushua, let the blood of Yahushua saturate our bodies, souls, and spirits. Let the blood of Yahushua saturate our environments and all that concerns us. Let the blood of Yahushua saturate every member of the body of Yahushua HaMashiach. Mando yemboro kombo shimba rekambaya lamboria baseteya. I call upon the blood of Yahushua to saturate these audios, to saturate my mouth, my mind, my thoughts, my imaginations, my heart, my every part of my being. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Langorobo Shitaya, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Lemborombo Koria Bashanda, Lemborobo Boriambayele Bokora Basanda. Be thou exalted, be thou glorified, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk in through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to you to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Blessed is the mighty God, blessed is his name, hallelujah. So Leviticus chapter 1 up until Leviticus chapter 5, it's all about the sacrifices that we are required to make in order to gain access to the holy place and the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. So this is all about the outer court of the tabernacle of Moses, also known as the tent of meeting, also known as the tabernacle of testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of the information I'm going to share is already shared in writing. I may not be able to share everything. Hallelujah. But I pray that you will have the opportunity to read through what has been written. Hallelujah. I'm not also going to read the whole of Leviticus chapter 1 to 5. I would love to, but I'm not able to. But hopefully in the future I can have a chance to do so. So I'm just going to read verse 1 to 2, which says, "And the Lord Yahweh called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, If any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord Yahweh, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he begins to describe the main five offerings that he expects of us, which are known as the burnt offering, the meat offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering. Hallelujah. The trespass offering is interesting because it's all about known sins, you know, sinning against the Lord knowingly. So these offerings are extremely important to the Lord because they give us access to Him. They draw us closer to Him. The manner in which the Lord did this was such that the animal you bring to be sacrificed, you feel the pain of that animal, and the animal in the spiritual realm takes your place. Hallelujah. It takes your place instead of you, the same way the ram took the place of Isaac on Mount Moriah in Genesis chapter 22. And one way to understand these passages written in Leviticus 1 to Leviticus 5 is for us to read Matthew chapter 5, because there's always a gospel section attached to each Torah portion. There's the prophet section as well as the gospel section. Hallelujah. So let's read Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to verse 30. It says the following in the King James Bible: "Therefore, if thou bring the gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him." So make peace with your enemies quickly whilst you are still able to get a hold of them. So this is restitution. This is also part of restitution. "Lest at any time the enemy or the adversary deliver thee to be judged." So do not allow your enemy to deliver you up to be judged. "And the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing." Thou shalt by no means come out thence until thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Farthing is to do with money. So you will not be released from that prison until you have paid the price, or you have paid back every penny of what you owe. Verse 27, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Verse 30, and if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. So that scripture, these scriptures I've just read, are to do with confessing your sins and basically acknowledging your sins, confessing them, and making right with God and with men before approaching the throne of God, so that we do not die because we have come in an unclean form. So this is about further cleanness and refreshing and restoration, constant restoration, in order to be able to approach the Lord. The Hebrew word for the word, sacrifice, for the English word sacrifice, is actually korban, 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 hallelujah. So it's something that implies, korban implies something dedicated to the Lord, as we see in Mark 7:11, and it is formed from the verb karav, which is Hebrew, and it means approach. Hallelujah. So we see in Leviticus 4 that these sacrifices may consist of peace offerings as well as burnt offerings, and are meant to purify a person or group of people in order to be renewed in the presence of the Lord Yahweh. The last offering type shown in the Old Testament is the reparations offering, or asham in the Hebrew language. Hallelujah. So these five sacrifices are extremely crucial: burnt or grain offering, well-being offering, purification offering, reparation offerings. Hallelujah. So Leviticus chapter 1 to 5 is about those main five offerings. Hold on, there's something else I wanted to share, which I am forgetting. Now, all these offerings are linked to the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus Christ of Nazareth made for us in the, as recorded in the Gospels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I would like to also highlight the fact that the burnt offering is to do with glorifying the Lord. The second offering, the meal offering, is to do with the perfect man. Hallelujah. Psalm 16. The other one is with Leviticus 1 to 7. Then the third offering, the peace offering, is to do with fellowship. Hallelujah. Luke's Gospel and Psalm 85. Hallelujah. Then the fourth offering is the sin offering, which is to do with the judgment of sin. So the issue of sin is dealt with in the outer court of the tabernacle. And this is, evidenced within Mark's Gospel as well as Psalm 22. Sorry, I forgot to say the burnt offering is to do with the main scriptures are the John's Gospel and Psalm 40. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This will be on our website. And then the fifth offering, which is the trespass offering, is mostly from Matthew's Gospel and Psalm 69. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's all to do with the sacrifice that Jesus Christ of Nazareth did. Hallelujah. John's Gospel, Psalm 40, that's the first offering, the burnt offering. The second offering is Psalm 16. The third offering is Luke's Gospel and Psalm 85. The fourth offering is to do with Mark's Gospel and Psalm 22. Then the fifth offering is to do with Matthew's Gospel and Psalm 69. I want us to take note of the fact that the Lord continuously repeats that these offerings are to be made with oil, with frankincense, with myrrh. It's quite interesting that those three elements, and salt, these four elements are continuously emphasized throughout. And some of them go through the fire, whereas others do not. Hallelujah. Fire has to do with purification. So this is not just about cleansing, it's also, there's also the element of purification. But the oil is representative, as we all know, of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Though it has other implications which I can't think of now. But the main one that comes to mind right now is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Then we've got the frankincense and the myrrh, which are there to present a sweet-smelling sacrifice unto the Lord. And these two fragrances were given as gifts to Adam, and the first Adam, when he left the Garden of Eden. He was given three gifts, the same gifts that Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ, was given at his birth: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And these same frankincense and myrrh we see mentioned in the book of Esther. The book of Esther mentions frankincense and myrrh as some of the fragrance spices that were used to make the women smell nice. They were used as beauty products in preparation to be presented to the king, so that the king could make his selection of a suitable wife who would replace Queen Vashti. Esther chapter 2, verse 12. So you can see parallels in this Torah portion and in the book of Esther that we are reading this season. The book of Esther is talking about preparing yourself for 1 year to appear before the king as a virgin. Hallelujah. The 10 virgins have to prepare themselves. They must have extra oil. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25. And here we are talking about the five offerings that the Lord wants us to do, you know, from time to time, depending on what is needed in order to approach his presence. Hallelujah. So before you can even partake of the Holy Communion according to the Lord, you must make sure that the demands required in the outer court of the Tabernacle of Moses or the Temple of Solomon are fulfilled. Hallelujah. 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 And then we see, you know, the salt is referenced in chapter 2 of Leviticus, which is related to Matthew 5, 13 to 16, where the Lord commands us, the body of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach, to be the salt and the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And the Hebrew word for salt is malach. I made a mistake here. It's meant to be malach, melach, not Melech. But the letters that form this word, interestingly enough, they are the same letters that form the word king in Hebrew, Melech, and also angel, which is Malach. So there's a play on words here, which my understanding is that when you are a set apart child of the Most High God, you being the salt of the earth makes you some kind of king of the earth. So, you know, the Lord is the King of the earth, He's the King of heaven, but we are to rule and reign with Him, and He has made the earth to be our domain of reigning. Hallelujah. So He makes us kings and queens over the earth as well, while we are aligned to Him and His will. And that is what it means to be the salt. The light, the word for light in Hebrew is or. Hallelujah. Or, that is the word for light in the Hebrew language. O-H-R. Hallelujah. The Hebrew letters are Aleph, Vav, and Resh. I forgot to say the Hebrew letters for salt are the Mem, the Lamed, and the Chet. The Mem, the Lamed, and the Chet. Hallelujah. In order for us to be the Melach, the salt, we must be ready to allow the Lord Yahweh and Yahushua HaMashiach to be our shepherd. Psalm 23. That is where the letter Lamed comes in, because it's drawn, it's written like the staff, like a shepherd's staff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the world is mostly made of waters. That is where the letter M comes in. It's linked to waters. And then the Chet is the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is to do with new beginnings. But it's also linked to the word sin. It's also linked to the word grace. Hallelujah. Chen. Grace. And it's linked to another word, mercy, which I've forgotten. Yeah. So, and it's also linked to the circumcision of the heart. Hallelujah. So in order to be the salt of the earth, we have to allow the Lord to circumcise our hearts. We must allow the Lord to be our shepherd. And in that way, He can rule and reign through us and with us, so that His will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yeah, those are the main things I wanted to talk about with regards to being the salt and the light of the earth. I also want to share something to do with giving our lives to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I've written it down. I'm just going to quickly read it. That when the Lord Yah Almighty delivers you, or Yahushua's you, and redeems you, or Yahushua's you, from the bondage or slavery to Egypt or Mizraim, which is symbolic of Satan, he is basically calling you out of darkness and into His marvelous light, as 1 Peter 2 makes it clear. He transforms you from being dead in sin and alive to the Spirit through Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He renames you or calls you by His name, so you stop bearing worldly names. Hallelujah. He makes you His holy bride, Ephesians chapter 5, 27, and various other holy scriptures like Matthew 25, 1 to 13, and turns you into His holy messianic congregation or community. He marries you with His Torah or law, or the tree of life, which is also significant of the Holy Spirit, or Ruach HaKodesh, also known as Shekinah glory, also known as wisdom, also known as Imaya, as the seal or ketubah, or the wedding agreement. Exodus chapter 20, Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, Jeremiah chapter 31, Joel chapter 2, 28 to 29, 1 Corinthians 6 to 9, 6, 19 to 20, Proverbs 1 and then and 8, which is summarized in the two greatest commandments, Matthew 22, 36 to 40, which is all about love, that we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So He makes us His bride using the Torah as the seal, the law that we see Him giving to Moses is the seal.
is the seal upon us. And as I said, the whole that law and the Holy Spirit are one. Hallelujah. I know it may be confusing for some people when I say this, but that is the truth of the matter. Then I continue to say that Yah makes you to become his salt of the earth and light of the world. Then you then have the responsibility to maintain his holiness through or by daily building a strong, loving, obedient, faithful relationship with him, daily working out your salvation with fear and trembling, with a goal in mind to be holy as he is holy. Philippians 2:12-17, 1 Peter 1 Peter 1:16, Hebrews 12:14, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1, Psalm 119. This has its rewards which are with him. Ensure that you bear many good fruit for Yah, as John 15 and Galatians chapter 5 make us to understand. This is just a summary of what the Old Testament is letting us know in relation to what the Gospels are also letting us know. The physical picture is drawn in the Old Testament, and the spiritual picture is drawn in the New Testament of Yah's work of salvation in our lives. Hallelujah. So the next thing is for us to examine ourselves and to actually find out whether we are really called by the Lord Yah's name. The signs in our lives should be total obedience, not partial obedience. And this is where the prophet's section of 1 Samuel 15 comes in, where we see King Saul being disobedient to the Lord. And we see the scripture that says that disobedience equals rebellion, and rebellion equals the sin of witchcraft. May the Lord have mercy upon us in any way we have been disobedient to him, and in that way exhibited the spirit of witchcraft. May the Lord have mercy upon us and cleanse us in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, 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 hallelujah. So we must ask the Lord to give us the grace to exhibit total obedience to his commandments and not partial obedience, because partial obedience is costly. It can attract the punishment of the Lord. It can also make one not to have another chance to be able to make heaven. May the Lord have mercy on us truly. In any way we have been disobedient, may the Lord have mercy on us in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. So living a sacrificial life, we are called to live a life of sacrifice. I said this in the first audio. Dying to flesh or the love of the things of this evil world and living to the Spirit, as per Romans 12:1-2. We mankind are dead in sin and are only alive spiritually through Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the sacrifices that are mentioned in Leviticus 1-5 call for a high level of holiness. Hallelujah. They demand for holiness. They demand for holiness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They are calling us to examine our lives and ask the Lord to help us point out those things that make him sad, so that we may make things aright. We may make peace with him in the and peace with those around us in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out for me the things that make me sad. Lead me along the path of everlasting life. The path of everlasting life. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out for me the things that make me sad. Lead me along the paths of everlasting life. The path of everlasting life. Search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out for me the things that make me sad. Lead me along the path of everlasting life. The path of everlasting life. The path of Amen. Psalm 139:23-24. The other scripture that is related to this Torah portion is Mark chapter 6, verse 14 to 29, and is to do with the death of John the Baptist. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was a holy sacrifice unto the Lord. Unfortunately, he died in a very bad way because his head was hacked off at the order of Herod. From his wife, because she had the spirit of Jezebel, and the spirit of Jezebel has always wanted to have the satisfaction of having killed a prophet, Elijah. And John the Baptist was a man operating in the anointing of Elijah, the Tishbite, as we see in Isaiah chapter 40, and also throughout the Gospels, the Lord makes us understand that he was an Elijah. John the Baptist was an Elijah while he was on earth. He was actually the third Elijah to come to prepare the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's very sad that John the Baptist died in the manner in which he did, but that is how the Lord allowed it to happen. And we leave the rest to the Lord. Hallelujah. So let us continue to ask the Lord to change our lives, to cleanse us and purify us completely, to remove every spot, every wrinkle from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because he's coming back for a messianic congregation or a messianic community that is without spot or wrinkle. It's coming back for a bride that is without spot or wrinkle. We need to have the understanding that though these sacrifices are no longer happening in reality in the land of Israel, because the temple, the second temple, was destroyed, they will be done again in the future, sometime after World War III, as I think it has to be after World War III, or I don't know, because anyway, they are trying to bring it back now already. They are trying to build the third temple and bring back this sacrificial system that is of the Old Testament. It is all part of biblical prophecy because of the scripture in the book of Daniel. Excuse me. In the book of Daniel that talks about the abomination of desolation. So yes, we don't have to do these sacrifices anymore, because Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is the ultimate sacrifice. He has covered all the sacrifices, and now we just have to go into the place of prayer and call upon the sacrifice that he did to speak for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in the heavens, these sacrifices are done in the heavenly temple and in the heavenly tabernacle. And they are going to be done as again in the Messianic kingdom, the Messianic world of Israel to come, the holy world of Israel to come, that is mentioned in Revelation chapter 20, which is going to come about after the second coming of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, also known as Yahushua HaMashiach. So for now, yes, the sacrificial system is done away with temporarily, but in the coming world is going to return, because we have to build the tabernacle again and we have to build the temple again. The tabernacle and the temple will be present in the coming world of Israel, and the sacrifices will be done, and a lot of the things we avoid in the Old Testament, we are going to do them. So it's important to know this, because many people in Christianity, they see the Old Testament system as so burdensome and difficult to comprehend or even to bear, but we might as well embrace it now. I'm not saying we have to do sacrifices, but we must embrace it as part of the word of the Lord and as part of future prophecy. There's a reason why these sacrifices were done. The Lord had his reasons, and we must fall in love with what the Lord loves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why the Lord wants us to do those things in the coming world of Israel, that I am not sure of. I wonder too. But as time goes on, we will have a better understanding of everything. But as we are speaking now, the red heifers that are going to be used to initiate the sacrifices of the third temple have already been made ready, and they are in Israel firstborn as we speak now. So it is well. Let's continue to pray for the Israelites, the firstborn, the Orthodox Jews worldwide. They will be saved eventually. For now, there's a veil that is not allowing them to see the truth or accept the truth. And also their hearts are being hardened because of the infiltration into their faith, or by the Esau, the serpent seed, who is deceiving them so much. But the Lord is going to save his people. I know many people have the argument that those are not the original Israelites or the Hebrew Israelites of old. It's true. But the Lord has grafted in many people. We must have the understanding that there is the issue of grafting in. So as long as they are willing to live the life of an Israelite and they are endeavoring, the Lord sees them as Israelites. But also the ones who are the original Hebrews, the black people, or the people of color worldwide, are also still considered to be biological Jews. And the ones who are adopted are also considered to be Jews before the Lord. Hallelujah. I know there's a news article that has come out through Russia. The president there is speaking about the truth concerning the Israelites, that the original people are black people or people of color, and some portraits of artwork that, you know, that has to do with the Bible from many years ago have also been published. It's quite interesting what is being exposed and revealed this year going forward, and this is the beginning of the manifestation of the book of Daniel chapter 12 verse 4 and verse 9. Hallelujah. This audio is not meant to be 1 hour, but it's ended up being nearly an hour. Anyhow, I'm just gonna bring it to an end now, and then I'm gonna do another one to do with the book of Esther in the next year audio. I'm getting tired, but it is well. This is what I have to do today, because today is Shabbat, as well as an important day on the Hebrew calendar known as 13th Adar, the day before Purim, or Purim, Purim Erev. Hallelujah. All right, brethren, remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach. Continue to examine your lives. Ask the Lord to search you. Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. So I cover us all with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, and I surround us with the fire of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, amen, amen. This is Sister Perpetua Mirebe Oroshilomi George of Yahushua Mashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. And today is Saturday, the 23rd of March, 2024, on the Roman calendar, and the 13th of Adar Bet or Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, a peaceful Sabbath.